Okay, so we're recording.
Are you happy now, Stacey, we're finally podcasting?
I am happy. Because it's only been like a month since we last did it.
Oh, boohoo.
You weren't even on any of the first ones.
I know, because I wasn't here.
Wait, now our podcast is going to all be fighting.
No, but it's not real fighting.
It's what we do.
That's what I do to your mom.
Oh. Ew!
Have you ever been around us when we haven't been like fighting like at least once? Not like actual, like I hate you fighting, but like...
I don't always want a podcast.
Yes, you do.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
We always bicker about stuff. We kibitz.
Bickering is fun, though.
Why did you laugh when I said kibitz?
Because you're funny. Like your mom.
Right.
Okay. For a second, all I could hear was the birds chirping.
We're all kind of looking around with shifty eyes, but it doesn't really count on a podcast.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. We need a word for shifty eyes.
So this is our first podcast. This is our first podcast with all three of us.
Yes!
Woo!
Podcast! Woo!
Okay.
And we made a list of topics, because we're just cool.
No, it's okay, they all do it. They all write things down. And
alright, well.
It's about being prepared.
They all now do we're all like of them. Stacey's podcast heroes.
Hey! They're funny people!
Just like us. Okay, now let's stop talking about them and talk about our topics.
Talk about our topics?
Yes, the topics that are on our list that we're going to talk about.
What do we want to... Right, okay.
Let's just go down.
Yeah. Oh my god! Let's just go down! A, nobody can hear that! B...
I'm sure they
could
hear
some. Oh, god, alright.
The slurping.
That's I've been down the list. But I thought you would get that. But apparently not.
I did get it.
No, we understood. Anyway. We just needed to make it.
Okay, let's talk about the list now.
Okay, so...
So you talk about how you do that annoying thing.
Mm-hmm. You only say it's annoying when I do it to you.
Yeah, because it hurts my feelings.
But it's not annoying to anybody else.
Well, because it doesn't hurt anyone else's feelings.
I know.
Because I'm sure someone would have brought it up by now.
All right, fine.
So Stacey does this thing where if you say something...
I do your thing!
If you say something and she thinks that you're wrong, then she'll go, and shake her head a little bit. Stacey, do it. I don't know why it's so annoying, but when she says it, it really annoys me. So I told her to stop, but in order for her still to be able to do it, whenever she says... I will say back to her. Which one's going? And then Leah came up with. That's pretty much all we do. We just sit around and say that to each
And so more
for like 2 hours.
Yeah, trying to like type out these expressions is pretty problematic. So
not really. It's just you just have to keep your finger down.
No, but many H's.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Oh, well, it's difficult, you know, just to hold your finger down for like 3 seconds.
No,
but so much effort and energy.
Well, you don't know, because we had a problem with interpretation, and this, of course, was my fault, because I'm
like
a nerd.
Everything else.
Oh, my God.
All right, so
okay.
Is it false?
Yes.
So, me and Maury were talking on MSN, and she typed, mm-hmm. Not
just MHM.
Yeah, pretty much, or MM.
All right, well, she typed something along the lines. It doesn't really matter exactly what she typed, but that's okay.
Yeah, and I thought that she was mocking me with my own
joke
thing. And so I was like, I said something that I thought was valid and that she thought was valid, but I thought she was going over MSN, and my feelings were hurt, and I was like, hey, what the hell was that for? And then we had like this big 5-minute thing, and you're like, no, I meant as in the affirmative sense.
And in the noise you make with your mouth when you agree with someone.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and you
okay.
Typed that too. And then I was like, oh, I thought you meant and then that's how we figured out to type on MSN what we...
I want my 5 minutes back. Like, those minutes were robbed from me, from my life.
No deal!
Well, no deal! No deal!
Well, pickle.
Pickle.
Pickle. All right.
We should probably explain what pickle is.
Oh, yes, pickle!
Since it was my thing.
Oh. Hey, you came up with the word. I didn't come up with the concept.
All right, anyways.
I want to tell the story. All right, you tell the story. I already
told you. Why don't you tell half and you tell half?
All right, I'll tell the first half and then you tell the second. Okay. Okay. So I was like, we always, you know, flip each other off in public, which is probably not the greatest thing to do. It's probably pretty rude. Anyway, so I was like, wow, because we're obviously going to continue to do this on the podcast. We need a word for it. So that word is?
Well, the reason why I chose the word to use
I didn't know there was a story.
You really enjoy them because you're a Jew.
I really enjoy pickles.
Anyways, thank you for writing the story.
No, keep going.
Okay, so Stacey was like, we need a word that like you use every day, but like, you know, for us it has a double meaning. So I was like, pickle. Except not in that high school.
No.
I was just like, pickle.
And I can verify
that. She's like, okay. And so now we say pickle instead of actually going through the motions of giving somebody the finger. Except we drive by that sign. Then we actually give
the finger. Yeah. The sign is gay somehow.
Yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not going to tell you what the sign is. There's a certain sign in the neighborhood.
A certain mother.
That we
a certain mother.
A certain mother. Yeah,
and she has a sign on a street in the neighborhood. And we always drive by it and give an extended long finger to it because we don't like the person's mother.
At all.
I don't like the person. The other two people who are like the person. Well, neither of us like her mother.
You mean none of us?
None of us.
All right, next topic.
Seal.
Oh,
do you
God.
Know how he got that scar on his face?
No.
He got it because one day he was at a party and he passed out. And when he woke up, he had been sleeping like on broken beer bottles, and he woke up with like his face all scarred. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I'm sure at the time it was cut, not just scarred. But
yeah.
He woke up and it already healed.
Yeah. He'd be like a super healer. Like on Montel Wednesdays with Sylvia Brown.
Oh my god. I cannot stand Sylvia Brown, yet my mother reads.
I like her
books.
Long nails.
I
do not enjoy her long nails.
I was telling Stacey yesterday that I want to go on that show and be like, Sylvia, what's my last name?
She'll be like, something with an E.
She'll be like, I have long nails.
I don't give a fuck about your last name. Did you know that there's one of your relatives walking around you right now? Who's that person? The person with like the hair.
My mom reads her books.
For your mom.
Dad. I am.
But Dad reads it for a different reason because that way he can look at Stacey and be like, Stacey,
I'm done reading.
I know how to deal with divorce.
I've been doing reading, okay?
What, as Sylvia if Sylvia Brown reading.
Probably.
No. Well,
why does he read Sylvia Brown?
No, he reads... See, he's reading different books on, like, divorce and, like, other stuff.
You can just be when he's, like,
about the separation. And he's like, I've been... Well, you know what, Stace? This is, like, his comeback for everything. Mm-hmm. His ultimate argument. Like, as if him being able to read and being literate validates every single argument. And it really doesn't. It's like... Okay, Bill O'Reilly published a book. Paris fucking Hilton published a book.
So did Pamela Anderson.
Yes, so did Pamela Anderson.
And that's kind
Anderson.
Of disgusting. I feel disgraced on behalf of the world of English literature.
I feel more disgraced about Bill O'Reilly because at least Pamela Anderson is not spewing hate and misinformation.
That's true.
In the no spin zone.
But she's probably went on for 100 pages about how she's so big in the Chestal area. And
it's a novel.
Chestal.
Well, so at least she's kind of framing it as truth.
Her main character is probably big in the Chestal area. Mm. Or somebody who would be.
Have you ever read this book?
No, but I'm assuming.
Maybe you should read it.
I don't want to read it. It's Pamela Anderson. That's enough for
I
me
like
not
Pamela
to read
Anderson.
It. I'm not such a fan.
She's against the seal hunt.
Good.
That's good.
Props
for her.
To her for that.
At least she's Canadian and against the seal hunt, whereas like Heather Mills McCartney and Paul McCartney are like, oh, we don't like the seal hunt, but, you know, we don't even live in this country. And we had no idea where Newfoundland was before
really?
This.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear something really funny that I just thought of
yes.
as a result of that? So on Talking to Americans with Rick Mercer, because that was quite a funny show and I love it,
mm-hmm.
He got, like, a Harvard professor to, like, sign a declaration being like, I do not support the Canadian government's practice of putting senior citizens on pieces of ice in Saskatchewan and
oh yeah, they actually went to Harvard campus.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, they show when it doesn't work on some people, like when they said he went up to this one girl and I think she was some kind of student and he was like, yeah, well the polar ice caps are melting, and since that the Arctic belongs to Canada, Canada's going to be bipolar. Bipolar because the polar ice caps
are melting, so are going to be two poles.
And they're splitting.
Yeah.
So Canada's bipolar. And she was she just started laughing. So give Americans some credit, but not very much.
I think people think that every single American is stupid. Definitely doesn't work that way.
Yeah. No, no. Actually, the DTWF people know, like, tons of stuff about Canada. Dina knows about, like, Victoria Day, and she was like, I was like, yeah, long weekend this week, and she was like, fucking Victoria Day. And so,
I love Victoria Day. Victoria Day is one of my favorite holidays, because born on it.
Good reason.
Well, because when I probably told you this story a million times, but when my mom,
I don't think you know what, our listeners that we don't have, our listener doesn't know.
When my mom, on May 18th, 1987, is Monday that day. And I was born. And while my mom was giving birth to me, or right after, there were fireworks going off, like, outside her hospital room. And that, it was all for me. And Queen Victoria.
But more the fact that you were born.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
I was born on a Wednesday, and now Wednesday's my favorite day of the week.
I don't know which day of the week I was born. January 31st, 1987.
You could probably look it up, but not right now, because I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah, me neither.
It's kind of... not
stupid.
Fun.
Yeah.
I like that we talked about the seal hunt right after we were talking about seals.
Yeah, we didn't end up talking about Kiss from a Rose and how the lyrics make no sense.
No. Kiss spoken.
And that was Leah singing.
I thought you guys a little dirty in, but instead I just looked
at we should probably go around and introduce ourselves just so people know, like, can tell our voices apart.
Well, we can do it anyway now. You know, going against tradition, listening to a podcast, not knowing who we are, and now you know who we are. Woo! Okay.
So that was Leah.
I do that a lot.
That was also Leah. Maury?
I'm Maury.
Okay. I'm Maury!
Oh no, don't. Now they're gonna get you and Leah mixed up.
Yeah!
Look at
our
waves. Our
levels are huge.
Anyway, I'm like Maury. And
I'm Stacy.
I love doing that voice. I love the golf commentator voice. I don't. So I'm Stacy.
Whenever I think of Seal or, like, the song, well, I usually think of them both at the same time.
There's just no separating there.
I always think about, The store, Monsieur Felix and Mr. Norton Cookies, because when that song came out, my mom was working there in Toronto. I'm pretty sure that song became, like, popular in the summer, and that every day that summer, my brother and I went to work with my mom, and so, like, my brother and I would just keep walking into stores while my mom was at work and just hearing that song, like, every 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Is that the one that's near the Toys R Us?
No. It's not there anymore. I used to be on the corner of Yonge and Bloor. So I got to know the area very well.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm going to take out my gum.
Good call.
We're all chewing gum.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
We're all chewing gum.
Which is, like, rule number one.
Okay, I'm going to get a Kleenex.
I'm going to follow you.
Here.
Sorry. Oh, here's two Kleenexes. Ah.
You probably could have shared one.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing.
But now we just have an extra Kleenex.
You don't want to spit out your gum.
I want to keep mine.
Alrighty.
Marissa is the odd one.
I'm always the odd one. Now look.
Ooh, now she has a Kleenex hat. A Kleenex hat.
Okay, what's next on the... Alright, L-word outfits.
L-word outfits.
I know nothing about the L-word, so I'm just going to sit here and comment about...
You've seen the first season, and you like the show.
I like the show, but not enough to comment on their outfits. Except for the figure skating outfit, that was... Henny's figure skating outfit. That was Henny. Interesting.
Oh, Henny.
Just put on some skates.
Wait,
and
since when do we call her Henny?
I don't know.
I don't know. I made that.
Okay, that would be Jenny.
Oh, what's her name? The woman
Schechter.
The woman who...
Schechter? I hardly know her!
Oh, snap.
Yes!
See you
later. Oh, my God, look at the wings.
Anyway.
So, the L word.
So, yeah.
What I was trying to say is that's what the girl who made Jenny into a lesbian. That's what she called her.
I don't think
the girl who made
Jenny into a lesbian.
You know, like when
we can make her bigger, stronger, more lesbianic. Oh, Marina.
Yeah.
Marina didn't call her Jenny. She called her Jenny.
Jenny,
oh. Not Jenny.
I put a little Jewish spin onto it.
Silver war.
What's the matter for you?
Ah, the Elwood.
The puppet movie.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah.
Let's
Elwood outfits.
No, because then I'm going to keep doing the let's make
anyway, Elwood outfits. I like Shane's outfits.
Shane has a really cool
fashion. She never wears clothes.
She does.
Well, she's always taking them off.
Oh, everyone's always taking off clothes.
Yeah.
You're not a person.
I think for the first two seasons, like,
we saw
Shane and Jenny were like the most naked people on television, other than people in porn.
You can't see, but I'm
but
nodding.
Porn's not even. Porn's only on TV on Channel 7 late at night on the weekend.
Or porn channels.
Yeah, but not a lot of people get porn channels.
Okay, that's true.
Well, actually, a lot of people get them, but not the majority.
Okay.
People who
great.
Are into
just
that
to clarify.
Whole thing.
Glad we
where
cleared
we
that up.
Or they put the parental locks. Parental?
Yeah.
Parental. Which is a very good idea if you're going to have porn on your TV.
I don't know if it's such a good idea. Well, I guess it is for depending on how young your children.
If you have a 5-year-old, yeah. You don't want them turning on the TV and being like, Mommy, what's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you should be able, you should expose your children to sex and stuff.
Not when they're 5.
Mm.
Well,
I think maybe, like, you should educate them about it,
not,
but not.
Not expose was the wrong word.
Yeah, expose was really the wrong word.
Educate them, not expose.
Yes. I agree.
Billy, we're going to Amsterdam!
Get in the car!
That would be a little North Country inside joke that we have.
Minnesota!
Because if you haven't seen North Country, you really need to do that because it's an amazing movie. Leah.
Yeah.
And they all have Minnesota accents.
Of
and, Sammy, get in the car is a line from the movie, only it said, Sammy, get in the car now! Sammy,
get
in the car! Get in the car now! And she's, Charlize Theron is just acting very upset. And so...
She's acting upset.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming she wasn't actually upset at the time, unless...
But she might have been.
Her and Stuart had a fight.
Who?
Stuart Townsend, her hot Irish boyfriend.
I Ooh. Met Charlize Theron.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Before she won an Oscar, so it doesn't matter.
How do you know that? Wait, what was the first Oscar she won for?
Monster Ball. No. Monster. Monster's Ball was Halle Berry.
Yeah, it was before she won an Oscar then.
Did you know that Halle Berry is from Cleveland?
Ohio!
I found that out when I went to Cooperstown.
Ohio!
Cleveland, rock.
I hate that show.
I used to like that show.
Drew
and now
Carey
I hate
is
it.
So funny in The Aristocrats.
Cool. Really? Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Sarah Silverman! Woo!
I like the joke that...
Oh my god! Sarah Silverman and Michael Vartan were on, like, celebrity poker one day, and I almost died.
Mm-hmm. You would.
Oh.
You see so hot. I really like the joke on The Aristocrats, and they're like...
The one joke?
No, it's like
joke?
An interpretation of the joke,
oh, okay.
And they're like... I have this act for you, and they're like, what's the act? And the guy's like, well, you, the stage opens, and there's this nice family sitting down to dinner, and, you know, the kid's talking about their day, they're talking about how they got an A+ on a test, and, like, there's a little boy eating, like, strawberries and whipped cream, like, the mother and the father, like, chatting nicely to each other. Oh, yeah, what do you call this act? The cock-sucking motherfuckers.
That's funny.
I know.
Funny.
Jenny.
Like, Jenny.
Or, honey. That's how I talk. And it's how I talk.
Right.
So, I'm moving on to the list.
No,
but... don't nudge me. I want to talk about the outfit.
I wasn't nudging you.
I was
nudging Leah.
Oh, okay. Well, why'd you look at me?
Well, my head is just...
All right. Can we get on with this Elwood thing? Because I want to move down.
All right. I think Bette has the nicest wardrobe, a.k.a. Jennifer Beals, a.k.a.
Because you're in love with her.
Yeah. Well, that and she also has the nicest wardrobe. It's probably just this big cycle of, like, nice clothes, good-looking woman, talented, smart, and like, but they all like feed the obsession.
Stacey doesn't have a crush on her at all.
I have a monster crush on Jonah.
Yeah,
Hill.
We cannot tell. I'm sure that like all the one person listening to this, we're that lucky. they're probably like, wow, she's crazy in love, wants to marry Jennifer Beals, which is partially true.
Mm.
If Jennifer Beals proposed to you, would you say yes?
No, she's too old for me.
I feel like Jennifer Beals.
I know, but it's weird. And like, I wouldn't.
If Johnny Depp proposed to me, I would say yes.
Yeah, me too.
Something.
Yeah, well, I would rather
Jake Gyllenhaal propose to me.
Yeah, well, it's just I would think, you know, what do we do? I
would rather you know who proposed to me.
Well, we can say her name, right?
No, we cannot.
We can't.
No.
Rule number one: we do not say the person's name.
What?
Rule number two:
well,
we
can
not
use
say
first names. I don't even know.
Rule
her last
number
name.
One: that's the rule number one Fight Club.
You will not talk.
Don't
about
talk about Fight Club. Rule number one: do not talk about podcasting.
All right, so let's move down the list because there's more things to cover.
Yes, this is true. How much time do we have left? Oh, we have lots of time left. And then again, we're not halfway down the list.
Yeah, but we probably should not take up the whole time podcasting.
Yeah. Anyways, can't keep going.
Well, it's only actually going to be about...
down the list. Let's go down the list.
Okay, hang on.
All right, let's get
over with.
Well, most podcasts are like 40 minutes-ish.
How long is this one?
This one's probably, I think I used the same time as our first podcast, and this is extremely boring, I know this, but it's probably going to end up being like 36 minutes.
Right, after that that's what we have in the listeners.
We lost the one listener.
So the next thing on the list is people
who breastfeed too long.
Oh my god, there was one time...
Stephen Michelle!
What?
No, that's not funny.
Dude, that's not the cause of him.
Don't say his name.
Yeah. He's really sick right now, so it's just... he had surgery.
No,
well, he had surgery and, like, a lung collapse. He has, like, pneumonia, and he's really sick.
Was she breastfed?
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No, there's a story that I have.
Ew, okay.
About how... a certain relative of mine, who I'm not going to say who they are.
Leah was breastfed too long. Wow, that's not funny.
I wasn't breastfed at all.
Because it's true.
Anyways. So we were sitting in a restaurant in Toronto, which is called the Pickle Barrel. And
which you don't like.
We were sitting
there. Hey, stop interrupting.
What? Tell my story.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So... we were sitting in a restaurant, and, like, there was this whole big family thing, like, you know, my grandparents, all my aunts and my uncles and all the kids, and, like, we took up, like, a whole little room thing, you know what I mean? Like, the typical thing that you go to the Pickle Barrel for, because nobody goes there alone, because it's the Pickle Barrel. Anyways, right in the middle of everything, she just, like, pulls out her boob and starts breastfeeding, like, at the table in a restaurant.
How old was the kid?
Like... not old enough where you should be breastfeeding at a table at a restaurant.
Like, how old? Like a toddler?
He was like, maybe like 1.5 years.
I don't think you should.
Maybe not that old. I don't know how old he was. He wasn't that old, but he wasn't like young.
Well, see, I have no problem with people breastfeeding in public.
Yeah,
but like at a table in a restaurant.
Well, why should she have to go into the restroom just because her child's hungry?
Well, I don't know.
But I mean, if the kid...
if everybody else is eating.
Sorry, that was gross. Well, I mean, I can understand how some people might be a little grossed out by it, but if the kid's also old enough to...
Kid is old enough to pick up a fork and feed itself, then...
Well, he wasn't that old.
I know.
He was, like, old enough that he would, like...
Was he over a year and a half?
No.
Yeah,
sorry.
Why?
Well,
good
story, though.
Yay!
I don't like telling men.
See, I was never breastfed, and it makes me really, really happy.
Well, I was, because I think it helped out with my immune system.
Probably. I would probably have a much better immune system had I been breastfed, because I have a shitey immune system.
Shitey.
I think I was breastfed.
But
my brother was best friend. My brother was best friend.
Best
See,
friend.
I think that
you my should, best friend's
you
winning.
You should have your child. Well, I mean, I guess I'm not no expert because I'm not like a mother or anything. But I think you should try and breastfeed your children if you can. Because like 6 months.
Saying that on the mom show.
The mom show.
Yeah, six months is the optimal amount of time to breastfeed your child for. If you can go a year, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But after 6 months, they've gotten all the nutrients they need from your boob milk.
Wait, why do you go a year then?
Because
it builds bonding or something.
I don't really know. I guess because
we can theorize.
I mean, I think that it would probably be, it's a common thing for both mother and child to go through if it has, because I mean, some women's not coming for it at all. It's can't and it's painful. So
yeah, that's true.
But I guess I don't really know. But
well, you can also pump breast milk, which you know, might be more
which
convenient.
Which is way easier too. Because then you can actually leave the house.
I remember my mom using a pump with my sister after a couple months.
That was the thing. Now I remember the whole, like, reason why that would be not so good. She usually used a pump. She usually had it already done. And, like, but, like, at, like, shortly after that, or, like, just before that or something, she started, like, putting it in, like, this, like, cup and, like, used a small little tube, like, that big to feed the kid that was, like, 2 years old.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Like, the kid was sipping breast milk through a straw.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Fucking
hell.
Ew.
That's so gross.
Okay.
There we go.
That's what's wrong
with
it.
Yay! I think you couldn't tell already. I have issues telling stories. They sound good in my head, and then they come out just wrong.
Lee's going to have to nudge. a couple times.
That's okay.
All right, so where were we on the whole breastfeeding too much?
Breastfeeding too long.
I think it's pretty gross when the kid can claw at the tit and like take off the bra and like start sucking. Like you're just
ew. When have you seen that happen?
Yeah, I've also watched.
I've never seen that.
Oh my god! Okay, funniest thing.
There's a difference between like a baby going. And the emotions there were just too gross to describe.
I saw once at synagogue, like a holy place, this woman breastfeeding her like 3 year old. Because the kid was being really loud, so to shut it up, she just put her tit in her mouth.
Was it like during services?
Yeah.
Oh god!
The only problem I have with that is
that it was during services and the kid was 3.
No, I have no problem with being during services. I have a problem with the kid being 3.
Blunk.
That was ew, number one.
All right, can we change the subject?
Yes.
All right, so Maury's party.
Did everyone have fun? Well, did you guys have fun?
I had so much fun.
It was fun except for one person.
Really?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
No, Lindsay had fun.
Oh, Lindsay had fun? That's good.
Her friend?
She just, yeah.
Yeah.
Why was Kendra not having fun?
I don't know. Kendra just had fun. Anyway.
She doesn't have
wait,
fun.
Are they together?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering because they were all like, they were together all night and Kendra was like all hunched over.
Kendra didn't know anyone else.
Oh, okay.
Like, I had only met Kendra once and she just got back from Ireland and it was her welcome back party. She's like, I'm fine, you should see how much I drink in Dublin. And then she threw up over the side of Lindsay's fire escape. Which was like with the fourth story and threw up down the wooden fire escape.
That's gross.
So funny.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the worst, like, even worse than that would be vomiting off of my, my balcony next year. I'm on the 15th floor. Oh. That would not go so well.
Cricket.
Puke doesn't sound like that. Yeah. What have you puked?
I've only puked from being sick. But not alcohol.
I never puked from alcohol. I felt like I was going to, but I never did. Not that I was holding it back, I was trying to, but not, like, actually trying to, like...
Not pulling the trigger?
Yeah. Like, I was like, I really should throw up, and if I happen to throw up, I won't stop myself, but I didn't actually throw up.
I've never been drunk to the point where I feel like I'm going to throw up. I've always been like, I sense that if I have more, I will, so
you
I
stop.
Just won't. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That was the time that I did 6 shots in 10 minutes.
Right.
I really didn't mind. Woo, Western! Woo!
Leah's a tank.
Our tank.
Tank!
I lived in Saugeen, okay? I need to have tank status. That's right, I lived in Saugeen.
Hell yeah! Are you the Saugeen stripper?
No, I hate people who ask that question.
Yeah,
otherwise it's not the middle. Right.
Stacy.
Yeah. You need to speak into the microphone.
Not
anyway,
like
this. It's getting boring.
What was the topic that we were on?
Oh, yeah, and we were supposed to... Okay, so the boob story. You can actually... Do you want to tell the you being groped story, or shall I tell about me being groped?
You can talk...
You can and then I can tell my story with the lick bow.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell that story first? Sure. Did it happen first?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. So last year I was really good friends with these, like, this group of, like, guys. And what? Oh, okay. sorry, they were talking and I felt left out. I realized. anyways.
What?
So anyways.
Documented that I eat.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Anyways.
Wait, no, don't eat during the podcast.
I'm telling a story.
All right, okay, I'm sorry, go.
So I ran into these two guys who I hadn't seen for a year, and we hung out a lot last year, and it was a lot of fun. And it was so good to see them again. And if you are the two guys and you're out there listening, which you're probably
crazy.
Not,
I know,
because you're not the type of guys who would sit around
listen to podcasts. And you can say their names, like just their first names, though.
No.
Why don't you want to say their first?
Because that
they'll know who they are. We know who they are.
Yeah,
your other friends will know.
Anyways. So I ran into them. It was really fun. And Taylor and Kirk, if you're out there, I miss you guys. And you're so cool. And we need to get together for drinks sometime. Because I can pass for 19. And I'm a tank!
Bean bar! Woo!
Speaking of the bean bar, I love the bean bar.
I love
How
the bean bar.
How much do you love the bean bar?
Heart the bean bar.
We were such good advertising last night.
I know!
They sat us in, like, the window seat, and the window was open, and, like, we were just sitting in the front, like, the two of us, and we felt so cool, because we were like, they're advertising, because, like, these cool people eat here. So, you should all come in and eat here, too. We felt special that they classified us as that cool.
I came up with that concept.
I just told the story. That makes me better.
You know what? They probably didn't even hear that because they pointed the microphone toward me. I was completely silent, just looking at you like you're a dickhead. And then you went, woo! Okay.
Right. Hey, that looks really good.
Wow, that looks...
That looks even better than it did in the restaurant.
It's because I'm the master.
Of microwaves?
Woo!
Good job. So you can have, like, a, like, fork.
I was just about to get one.
Okay.
I'm going to go get some water. You tell a story while we're
out
in the
kitchen. If I'm on my own, then people will be like, this chick isn't funny.
Stacey, you should tell the story about the party that you were going to tell anyways.
But, wait, who's supposed to go first?
I just tell the story.
I don't know, because...
Can you get some water, too, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you want some water?
I'm okay, thanks. So this is us eating and drinking during the podcast, which is incredibly respectful.
Of who? Of our no listeners?
Yeah. You're eating. I'm going to tell the story.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was at Maury's party, and everybody was pretty intoxicated. I was mildly tipsy. I didn't
Sean wasn't that intoxicated either.
No, he wasn't. But Sean doesn't really have much to do with the story because he wasn't there.
He wasn't?
So... No, he wasn't there at the time.
Where was he?
I don't know. No. Leah just said, wait, Sean touched your boobs? No. All right,
anyway, tell the story.
Okay, so we're sitting there and we're talking about how women should be squishy and not like all skinny and bony and, you know.
Gross,
basically. And,
Sorry.
Did I say no thanks to her? I guess I did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll just have some structure.
Yeah, you're gonna catch strep throat from me. Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. All right. I was taking a sip of water. Necessary to the progression of the story. Okay.
Shut up.
Easy! God damn.
No.
All right, okay.
You
so.
Don't tell the story, I'm gonna nod you.
Hey.
Just tell the fucking story.
Okay. So, we were talking about how women need to be squishy, blah, blah, blah. And Lauren was like, yeah, boobs are, like, they're so different. They're, like, from boob to boob, you know?
I don't remember any of them. I actually do remember this.
You do?
Lauren was squinching my stomach, and I was getting
sick. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I do, too, yeah.
They're on the counter. And, so then she just, and I was like, well, all my knowledge is purely theoretical, because, and I actually said that because I'm a huge dork. And she was like, you've never felt a woman's breast before? Only she said it in a different way. And I was like, well, no. And then she grabs my hand, puts it on her boob, and I'm like, oh my god. And basically, I went the reddest a Mediterranean person could ever go.
Stacey, you're pasty. Shut up.
I'm not pasty!
Your face is, though.
I've got olive skin tone. I'm trying to give the listeners listener.
She's lying.
I'm not lying!
Anyway, so you were feeling up Lauren?
No, I wasn't. She put my hand there, and it's like, I was too embarrassed to just do anything. I was like, oh my god, it was ridiculous. And then she's like, yeah, they're so different. And then she puts her hand on my boob! And I was like, oh my god. Actually, they are really different. And so I did manage to put my embarrassment aside momentarily to observe the fact that me and Lauren have very different breasts. Nodge.
Hey, I know that girl.
There's a girl outside walking by who I knew.
Yeah, I think that was Brittany something or other.
Yeah, I know.
Right, okay.
For the record,
I know that girl who was walking outside.
My window's open. She probably heard Leah.
Good. Alright, map of alias.
Okay. No, you gotta press the button. It's a heavy screen.
I too got groped that night.
By two people!
By two people at the same time. Although one of them doesn't remember it. I haven't talked. Yeah, I talked to Morgan. Mm. She's like, yeah, I don't remember that. And she's like, I've been told groping is very forward of me, so I shouldn't do it. And I was like, I didn't mind.
No, but you have to tell them, like, how it happened.
I don't remember how it happened. All I remember is that I had two pairs of hands touching my tits and, like, hugging me. The night's a little hazy. Well, it was my 19th birthday.
Yeah, it was your 19th birthday.
And I would expect nothing less from myself.
How many... You didn't throw up that much, did you?
No.
Okay. I think everybody threw up. More people threw up than
I didn't throw up.
Me neither.
No, only me.
But I got stuck.
Only up. Morgan, Lauren, and I did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know of. Mm.
Tega is very much a mother hen.
I miss Tega.
You know who left their alcohol at my house? Morgan, Paul, and Tega.
Paul was smashed.
No, it's because he wasn't. Then he had a cigarette, which made him like even drunker.
Didn't know cigarettes had that power.
They do.
Oh.
They're just the world's best thing.
Because they're gross.
It's called sarcasm.
I know.
Anyway, so what's next on the list?
Oh.
It's compulsive need to podcast and correct people.
No, I don't actually want to talk about that.
I have to say, ever since I've come back from school, just like a month ago, all I've heard was, guys, we need to podcast. Guys, can we podcast today? Guys, let's podcast. Ooh, we're not doing anything. Let's podcast. Let's podcast. Let's podcast.
So true.
Podcast.
That's because you guys were interested and I really want to podcast and...
We're podcasting right now.
I know. But after like a month.
We were busy. And you weren't allowed to have friends over until you had like a job.
For like 3 days. What happened to the other 3 weeks?
I'm not just going to be like, for like 3 weeks.
There's her point.
I don't know. You guys never felt like doing it. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's Sex in the City
you don't need
reference.
To explain our
jokes. Well, wouldn't that be... Because if we're going to reuse them, they should know what the hell we're talking about?
Well, yeah, but explaining a joke means it makes it not funny.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. On DTWF, they explain their jokes. And it's very
That's
funny.
That's because you worship the people
on DTWF. I do not worship them.
If you're from DTWF and you're listening to this right now, Stacey is your number one fan.
I wouldn't say I'm number one. I actually haven't listened to a couple episodes.
Oh.
Well,
the truth comes out.
I haven't listened...
Just like you.
I haven't listened to the first and second one, and then... I think there's one that I downloaded, but it just ended up being, like, their
Nodge.
Good call.
All right, so now we should talk about Stacey's obsessive need to correct people.
Even, I don't want this to be a big Stacey bashing thing.
We've talked about things like seal and too much breastfeeding. And
Do you see how much time we have left? Are we seriously going to use that up talking?
We're not going to use all of it up, but, like, you know how slowly that bar is moving? We have so much time left.
Alright, well, you guys can bitch about me and I'll write down some
more
topics.
I don't really want to bitch about Stacey.
Alright, okay, enough
Let's just say that Stacey likes correcting people.
I'm sorry.
And that's where comes from. Yeah.
Even talk about your schmooze.
One second. Oh, yeah, we have to talk about your schmooze.
Okay,
yeah,
well, no, Stacey corrects us even if we're right, and then she tries to tell us that we're wrong and we are right. And that's enough on that topic.
Although, I have to say, though, that when she finds out that she's wrong, she'll apologize.
Yeah, that's true. And we commend you on that.
Thank you.
Word.
We just did, like, the fist pound it thing.
Okay, we don't need to explain our every move.
Okay, well.
All right, let's talk about my schmooze.
All right, let's talk about your schmooze.
All right, so this morning, I got this email from camp, / the education director at camp, and, every year, like, at camp, it's a Jew camp, so we have, like, it's
Reform
true.
Jew camp.
Reform Judaism, yay!
Yay!
So the kids have to go to, like, an education period. And last year they started this new thing for the older kids where they have an option of, like, 4 or 5 different topics that they can go to that's been prepared by faculty members or staff or whatever. And they can choose what they want to learn about. And they have 4 or 5 staff members ahead of camp prepare something to come to camp with. So they asked me to do it this year. And I really wanted to do it last year, but I didn't know about it until I got to camp. So, like, that's pretty cool because now I get to do it. So I decided that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to call it the Israeli experience. And it's going to be, we're going to play Jeopardy one day because that's cool. It's going to be about topics from Israel, like cool people in Israeli history and like important Israeli documents and battles and like Israeli culture, stuff like that. And then we're going to make Israeli food because everyone likes to eat. then we're going to write letters to Israeli soldiers, which I think is really cool. And then, and on top of this, I got a pay bonus, and I'm guaranteed to be with the older kids, which is quite cool, because I was with the younger kids last year, and that was not fun at all. Yeah. If anyone from campus is sitting out there, I greatly appreciate being with the older children. I like them. Cool.
Yep.
That's my schmooze.
Woo! Woo! I neglected to come up with any further topics because I was so enthralled in the schmooze, even though I...
You've heard the story 3 times already?
I was actually going to say that.
Well, we may have done that.
Well,
no, we still have time left.
I'm sure that if we just talk, we'll be able to fill up the time anyways, because we usually just talk about random things and things get leading to other things and you see where I'm going with this.
Nodge.
Okay. I like how every time we come over to Stacey's house, we always eat cheese strings.
Because that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Ritz just came back from the kitchen with the cheese string, and
we
eat cheese strings when we're at Stacey's house. Always. That's what we do.
How come you guys don't have cheese strings?
My mom says that it's stupid to buy it, because, well, one, because it's really expensive. Two, she says you can just cut off a hunk of cheese and eat it.
It's not the same thing.
I know. You can't string it.
You can't string, like, a brick of cheddar. It just doesn't happen. It's crumbly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's expensive, though, so don't blame her for not buying it.
They are?
Yeah, they're like $6.
No, they're not.
Oh, they are?
Mm-mm.
No, I bought them at school.
Small pack or the big pack?
The small pack.
And if it's the big pack, it's probably better value anyway.
I don't know.
Anyways. So, yeah. I had some at school, but then I ate them all.
I think I went through about 4 packs of fudge-covered Oreos in about 6 weeks.
I went to visit Stacey in February, and she still had Halloween cookies. Like, cookies from a bakery with bats on them.
I had a messy-ass dorm room.
Yeah, but she cleaned it up when I came, because she knows that I don't like mess.
I did, and it looked actually nice when you
it
were
did.
Over.
It did. Yeah. You know what I liked the best about your room?
What?
The sign on your bulletin board by your phone that said, "Go to class," in big black letters. Because I made you put it there when I found out that you didn't go to class.
And then you still didn't go to class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But my grades improved.
Yay!
I don't know how or why, but they did. Actually, no, I do know why. Because I got back some really bad marks and was like, hey, this is going to suck if they kick me out of university, so I should bring these up. And I found out what I did wrong, and I actually did okay on some stuff.
Yay!
I got above 70 on all my final projects.
Yay! Me too.
Yay!
I just would like to say I didn't get any bad marks this year at school.
do you want to explain that?
It's because I didn't go to school this year.
Could you say that in a little louder?
Because I didn't go to school this year.
Maury was working hard for the money.
I actually wasn't working that hard.
Well, hey, you finished your novel.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I still need to read that. I'm really sorry.
Hey, not yet, but you might sell the manuscript. I think that could be really cool.
I'm nodding.
Yeah.
Well, she eats a cheese string.
Stop documenting that I'm eating.
Well, when you go, well, when you don't say anything for like 10 minutes, and you're like, "Oh,
I'm talking."
Yeah, I've been talking
a little bit.
And not like, "Raw, raw." Because even when I do talk, my mouthful is not how I sound.
Well, obviously, I can't replicate the noise exactly, but
well, then you shouldn't try.
Oh. Replicate your mom.
Last night.
What do you think I am? I'm not a replica.
No, you're not. Thank God.
You're much cooler.
And my mom is never here.
I don't think anyone's ever going to hear that.
No, at least some of our friends will.
I hope so.
Me too.
Because that would be really cool.
We know all of our friends.
No.
It's like on Friends. When they need to come up with, like, an excuse for not going out with the group of people because they don't like what they're going to be doing, or, like, they go out with somebody who they don't like, or, like, they just can't. They'll be like, oh, I'm going out with some friends. And they're like, you have other friends? Because they usually don't, because there's just six of them.
That's funny.
I know.
I like that. I do admire the cast for, like, sticking together and fighting for, like, salary stuff, like, as a unit. Yeah. Not, like, Jennifer Aniston gets paid,
Rachel,
like, $20 million per episode, and, like, Lisa Kudrow gets, like, $20,000 a year.
True that. I just like the show because it's just amazing, and every aspect of it is amazing. Get there faster. when Joey doesn't understand something that Chandler and Ross are saying, and you can see that he's like visually trying to figure it all out, Chandler's just like, get there faster, and then he like has this expression of like, oh, on his face, and like, there it is.
Right.
I like to talk about Friends a lot. It's kind of compulsive since I've seen every episode twice.
Oh my God.
Hey man.
Stacey, you've seen every L word.
Yeah, but there's one season
of the L word and 10 of Friends.
Yeah, two seasons of the L word equals one season of Friends. So.
Except for the L word is an hour long and
that's
Friends
true.
Are half an
that's
hour.
That's kind of even so.
Except not, because there's 10 half an hour.
Yeah. And the L word will most certainly not go for 10 seasons. I can tell you that right now. Which is sad, but true.
But you know what's going on to its seventh season next year without its original writer and creator? I'm really upset.
Gilmore Girls. Yeah. God damn it!
Amy Sherman-Palladino, if you're out there, and I know you're not, but if you are...
It's good to be realistic. You're so pragmatic.
Right. Amy, you're amazing.
We love you.
We miss you.
We heart you. And I love that you love Dorothy Parker.
Woo!
Dorothy Parker is amazing.
Who else likes Dorothy Parker?
Sarah likes Dorothy Parker?
I miss Sarah.
Oh, I haven't seen
Sarah
in forever.
Yay!
We should go to Jackcasters with her.
We
Bash
should.
And we'll go to Jackcasters. All she right. likes Jackcasters, and I have a free coupon. Well, not a free coupon, just a coupon.
A coupon!
That she got from the Inside Edge for her birthday.
Woo!
That makes me kind of want to join the Inside Edge. They're going to be
don't.
For
they give you the most annoying, pointless emails, and...
Yeah, but you don't have to read them.
Yeah.
I still read them, but...
I don't read them. I don't read them anymore. They play shittier music than they did when I first started listening.
I like
that's
them.
True.
The
Edge has gone downhill.
Like,
yeah,
in the short time that we've been listening to it, like, that's
well,
pretty
I wouldn't
serious.
Call my time listening to it short.
How long have you been listening
like
to it?
Year.
I started listening to it in grade 9.
I listened to it for a year and they've gone
like
downhill.
6 or 7 mm-hmm. years?
6 or 7 years?
I listened to it when I was, like, 12-ish.
I was listening to Kiss 92 back then.
Yeah, good job.
And Energy 108.
Energy! I remember when they were on 108, and now it's the classic rock station.
Yeah.
I listen to the classic rock station, too. I just, there's
yes,
something about the frequency that I just can't...
That you can't drop.
That's because now that frequency plays good music.
Yeah.
Except for Styx.
Ugh. I like Styx. Don't you just Styx.
Mr.
Come
Roboto?
Sail away, come sail away, come sail away.
My point exactly.
Hey man, can you write something like that? No, I don't think so.
I can try. I can try. I'm not going out there and making millions of dollars making shitty music. So,
but don't you wish you were?
You know who, I came for a after visiting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the second time last week. I have a new appreciation for Talking Heads.
I love
them. Yeah, they're so
cool. They're awesome.
Oh, they're amazing.
And they're inducted. I didn't realize they were like that influential that they were inducted to.
Oh yeah.
That's where
huge.
Radiohead got the name of their band from one of Talking Heads songs.
Cool.
Radiohead.
And Radiohead is very influential.
That's true.
They are. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think they would. I wonder if they would turn it down.
I don't think they would. I think
they might.
See, the whole thing with the Sex Pistols, I'm just mad about that.
What
like,
about the Sex Pistols?
Well, the Sex Pistols were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and they sent them a really bitchy letter that was like on what looked like a crumpled napkin. The Sex Pistols sent the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a letter that it looked like it was written on a crumpled napkin with like their own writing and like whatever, and it was like the Sex Pistols. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is merely a piss stain compared to the Sex Pistols, and like,
whoa,
yeah, they went on like that for a napkin.
Well, the Sex Pistols haven't done anything in so long.
They
kill themselves.
They also, if they're so against the establishment, like I can see them being anti-establishment,
yeah,
like, you know, turning them down because of that. Meanwhile, they have some of their costumes in there,
and they're selling their CDs. You can sell our merchandise, but this gains us more publicity, so we're not gonna be inducted.
Sex Pistols
weren't.
Anyway,
no way. What?
For a second, I thought, wait, English?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you not know this?
I do know this.
Okay.
awkward.
Yeah, me and Leah will just talk. No, but you're the official dead air person. You can't make dead air. You signal dead air.
Dead air
I had
sucks.
A brain for
Can
it.
We talk about dead air?
No! There's dead air on the edge all the time during the morning show. Oh my god.
It's so annoying.
And that is like radio number one, do not do.
It's a big no-no.
It's a huge no-no.
Huge.
Huge.
Unlike the edge, which sucks.
Oh, God. But the edge is huge.
The edge is huge, but for not a good reason, because they suck.
Yeah, they really do. Like, it's sort of like the frat boy demographic.
I don't think the edge sucks, because they're playing music that... I mean, when we were, like, in our prime of being teenagers, they played music that appealed to us. Now they're playing music that appeals to kids who are, like, 15 and 16 and around that age. So, I mean, while we may not like them, they're just doing what gets the money. And that's what everyone does.
Yeah, that's true. But the
like
the
how much
now like I know, but like yeah, that
personalities and like how much music.
Ugh.
I
can't stand Dean Blundell.
Dean Blundell on not much music.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the Edge still.
Yeah, no. Way to keep up.
Well, much music like, sucks now too.
Well, I think the only reason much music sucks is because we're past the time of watching it. Like
that, and they don't play music videos anymore.
Yes,
they do.
They play some music videos all the time.
They have a lot of like just random like shows and programs.
Because they're trying to be like MTV,
horrible.
I think that they are a lot worse than they were when we listened or when we watched them. But just like the Edge, they're trying to play music that appeals to their demographic.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's not.
We were talking about this the other day when we were in when Marissa and I were at Curves, and we were talking about how I totally just lost what I was gonna say.
Music videos have also gotten so much worse.
Yeah,
in the last little while.
It's gonna bug me. What
are you doing? The internet isn't hooked up.
Okay. Anyways, Marissa and I were talking about how back in the day you had to choose between Kiss and Energy.
I liked both.
I liked both too, but like
I didn't like both.
But
I
you didn't
always
say that
Energy.
No, I did. I said that I listened to Energy, but I like Kiss better. And people were like, "How can you like two radio stations? You have to pick one." I was like, "Okay." And then I started listening to Energy because people at school listened to Energy, and I could follow their conversations. Because everybody listened to Energy. Like, everyone would go home and, like, listen to the radio and then talk about it.
Yeah, listen to the radio and watch it.
Stu and Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss them.
Stu and Mary Ellen.
Oh, you didn't listen to Energy, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, they were in the morning show.
Just when I was in the car, though. Like,
oh, okay. I listened to them in the morning.
See, I listened to, like, religiously. Like, I would always listen to it.
Yeah. In the morning, doing homework.
That's because you're a nerd.
Hey, everybody did it. Everybody listened to Energy.
And then...
Not everyone.
Oh, it well, was so most of the people I knew.
It was so easy to get through and, like, talk to them.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I...
You never tried?
No.
I had this contest. They had this Moffitt contest once. And, like, when you would call in, like, if they called your name, the people who kept on calling in, there weren't... There wasn't a separate number for people to call in who had won the contest and people who were calling in to try and request something. So this girl I knew actually won the Moffitt contest, but she couldn't get in because people were trying to call in to request songs.
She, like, won... She what? Won the contest.
How...
Yeah. But she won... Was she trying to win the contest, or was she trying to request
like, they called her name. She called in to claim a prize. Like, you know, like, you have to call in within the next 5 minutes or else we'll go on to someone else. She was trying to call in, but the line...
Was busy with people trying to...
I still think it's so stupid that they don't have separate lines for contest winners and for...
People
that's part of the challenge, though, is that you gotta get through. That's the whole
thing. No, the part of the challenge was...
Is that you have to be listening to the radio and have 10 minutes.
And doing the things that you're supposed to do to accomplish the prize, and then, like, listening for your name.
Yeah, but if they had a separate line, it would just be too easy.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Be good. So, did she end up winning?
No.
That's sad.
She didn't get through, I know.
That's so sad. What was the prize?
Oh,
was it, like, meeting the Moffitts? Because that would have been sweet.
I think it was.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
Poor her. If you're out there, I feel bad for you.
I'm sure she's over
Moffitt
there.
Lady.
Yeah.
I got to meet the Moffitts.
Yeah.
My parents got to meet the Moffitts when they were 3. And you saw the pictures.
Leah has been promising me pictures of the Moffitts. Okay, her parents saw, like, the Moffitts, like, before they were famous.
When
they were
on a trip to BC and the Moffitts were singing on a corner.
Yeah, and, like, Leah's parents took pictures of them. And then when I became friends with Leah again, like, 7th
in, like, grade 7.
Ever since then, she promised me that she would give me the pictures. And where are the pictures of Leah? Not in my possession.
They're in my basement. I
will get them.
You're still so obsessed hands. With them.
I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
It's the principle, like, of the matter.
I don't believe that for
she's
a second.
She's not obsessed with them because she doesn't talk about them every 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But she was definitely the biggest fan out of the 3 of us of theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, out of us 3? I never even liked the Moffitts.
So. I did. I got made fun of for it, but I did.
Everyone who liked the Moffitts got made fun of it. That's what unified us.
We used to have meetings where I had to stand up to people.
I remember once I was...
They're talented. They play their own instruments.
I was going to a Moffitt concert after school, and I wanted to wear my Moffitt shirt to the concert, but I didn't want to wear my Moffitt shirt to school. So I had a shirt covering my Moffitt shirt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was the concert in the parking lot of Kiss 92.
Oh, my God.
The one that with the picture on the wall with it all wearing the Kiss 92 shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was the other concert in the parking lot of Kiss 92.
Pickle. I was about to actually give you the finger,
and
which
then
I'm
you remember.
Doing right now.
Yeah.
Said the word pickle. That would have been really funny. Can we just say that in, like, 2 weeks, I get to see Dave Matthews again, because I love him.
I'm so excited. Sure, go right ahead. Say it.
So excited to go see Dave Matthews if you're listening, which I know you're not.
That's two famous people you've talked to.
Leah likes talking to famous people.
I'm talking to famous people.
Even me, I'm like, okay, they're not listening.
Whatever. Just in case I stalk him and I'm like, listen to
give
my podcast.
Give it up for just in case.
Anyways, Dave Matthews, if you're out there, I love you.
Drag queen names.
Love you.
I stole that from UTWF. I'm sorry. Dave Matthews, Leah loves you, if you're listening, which you're not.
And Jordan
and Dave
as well.
Matthews, if you are listening, I'd like to say that I definitely don't love you.
Well,
oh, that's mean.
Hey,
what
Dave Matthews,
you ever do to you?
He doesn't mean that.
Made
I love you, and that's
music.
All that matters. Hey, his music is amazing. Have you ever heard anything of his that's not on the radio?
Yes.
What?
I've listened to, like, his CDs with you.
Oh, my God. When you, like, would not stop playing the concert in Central Park. Coming back from the Chinese restaurant. And I was like, oh, my God. We were like, Leah, can we please put in another CD?
And she was like, no.
Yeah,
Bobby Dave Matthews. So So Jade Matthews, if you're listening, that's how much I love you.
Oh my god.
She loves you enough to torture her friends.
Nelson Mandela, if you're listening, you're a great man.
Hey!
Where the fuck did I come from?
Because Nelson Mandela's about as likely to be listening as Dave Matthews.
Hey, at least Dave Matthews lives on this continent, and he probably will, I don't know.
So therefore he's better than Nelson Mandela?
No. We have it on record that Leah said that Dave Matthews is better than Nelson Mandela.
I think Dave Matthews would have to disagree. Yeah.
Dave Matthews makes better music than Nelson Mandela.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I have Nelson Mandela's first album on me. Yeah. Seriously, it's great.
Okay, just so that I'm not labeled as, like, the jerk who doesn't like Nelson Mandela, I do like Nelson Mandela. I saw him when he was in Toronto.
Oh, I wanted to go to that.
Yeah. I was one of those children singing and clapping on the news.
But could you actually see yourself on the news?
Yeah, well, my band was on the news.
Cool.
Which band and what news?
The local news.
Cable 14?
Yeah, no, CH. No, wait, I think it was Cable 14, actually. The anti-racism
Cable 14 comes to our football
games. Yay, anti-racism day! Yay!
Oh, and you guys were so pissed off because, like, Jessica, let's not say her last name, stole your thunder when she came on stage beforehand and everybody was cheering. Do you remember when you performed and you guys were so angry at Jessica?
I don't remember being angry about that. I remember being angry because, Mr. James said he would tune our instruments for us, and we went on stage, and they were all out-tuned.
Hey, right, your vocals suck.
Today, it was really funny. I have a really funny
That's
story.
Okay, I was
like, no!
My drumming was amazing.
So I was just sort of like, and I was like...
Hey, we're ending, eh?
Oh.
We
all right,
should,
no, we bye. Actually have like we another... Should, no, we have another minute, bye. So...
Well, but then we should start winding this down and drawing it to a conclusion.
All right, so that's our podcast.
Our first podcast. If you're any of the famous people out there who I was talking to, then thank you so much
and
for listening.
Email, yeah,
and
email
me. It's l.mauer at hotmail.com.
Like anyone else.
M-A-U-E-R. But please, psycho crazy stalker people, don't email me. That's probably not a good call.
No.
Oh, call. Do you want her phone number?
Oh, wait, no, and her address.
Let's not go there, please.
Sunshine for LOL.
That's our old email.
I know.
Anyways, so Dave Matthews, if you're out there, please email me.
But don't say it again, because yeah. It contains a particularly important piece of information that you do not want to give out.
Yeah.
You don't.
Let's stop talking about that because now more people are going to start emailing me and I'm scared for my life.
All right, anyway.
Anyways, thanks for listening to our podcast and putting up with us.
I'm not thanking you. It was
well,
your show.
Okay, again, we still have a minute and 10 seconds.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Why?
No, dude! Don't! Like, I can't edit this. So just,
you
we have
can't
to
edit
the time
it and
room.
Take out my email address? Oh, shit.
It's okay. I don't think anybody...
No one is going to email you. No one's going to listen to this.
And be like, all right, what's your email address? And write it down.
Well,
it's all right.
We talked about it enough.
Yeah, you can bring it up.
So,
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
This is why we should have pressed off.
No, because...
So you know, look, we're almost ending. We should probably all say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, no, we still have, like...
Why don't we just fucking press stop?
We're gonna have dead air. We will have, like, a minute and a half of dead air if we stop.
Okay, well, look, it's almost at the end. Like, it's at the end right now.
Okay, this is how many seconds are left, okay? We have 7:89, and we
have
until 8:40.
Oh,
no, we don't. Jeez. Okay.
So we have 4 to 5 seconds left.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so okay. 4 to 5 seconds.
Did anyone
just
know
count
a
down.
So a priest and rabbi walk into a bar.
A guy walked into a bar.
Ouch.
Dead air, dead air!
What's the difference? Leah, tell you what's the difference joke.
What's the difference between a bird and a turtle? They both can fly, except for the turtle. I have more of those where that came from.
What's pink and fluffy?
Pink fluff.
Fluff.
Apparently I've told it.
Alright, now it's time to go.
Yeah, right, now
like
it's
5 seconds.
Alright.
Alright.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.